Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right. We always start the show with something positive. And DZ, this is very serious dilemma.
Dilemma?
Look at my Diet Coke cup.
What happened, bro?
What's in it?
I don't know. What is that? There's no Diet Coke.
It's just
it's
ice.
It's empty.
But we have Diet Coke in the fridge. Little victories. So my little victory is I'm out of Diet Coke at home, but I have some at work, everybody. Ha ha. So I brought my empty cup ready to be filled.
Bet.
When you have some at work, thank God.
And listen,
there's
you know
only
what?
One in there, by the way. One.
My backup little victory is I got you. I got a second in the car.
Stop it!
Oh, my mama.
All I need is the one.
And
so
I was
thank
gonna,
God.
And I was going to bring it in, and I
no
did
way.
It. It's in the car. On my soul.
Well.
Scouts honor, Boy Scout
you.
And Girl Scouts.
Thank you. I might need it.
Well, I got you. You
It'll
can
be
have
nice
it.
And chilled with the temperature outside,
it's all
honestly.
No, nah, it's all yours.
So my little victory. I'm out of Diet Coke, but there's some at work.
That don't matter.
God.
That don't matter.
What's your little victory?
That was my little victory. I
oh,
got you on the backup.
The
I got an extra for you.
We have two Diet Cokes.
Two Diet Cokes.
Look out.
And I don't even drink Diet Coke like that.
And let me tell you, when I was at Target yesterday, I'm sorry, I have to tell you this because it's relevant to the story.
No, tell me.
I walked into New Berlin Target and I'm leaving and the manager says to me, Allie, you got everything? And I go, no, actually.
No, I don't.
You're out of Diet Coke.
Sir.
And she goes,
oh, ma'am.
Ma'am. And I go, caffeine free to be exact. Hmm. And she goes, how funny. The man she was talking to turns on his sleeve is a Coca-Cola emblem.
He's a rep.
He's the Coke
He's
vendor.
He's the guy.
As
He's
I'm yelling
guy.
At the manager about how they don't have the Diet Coke I need.
He said,
so,
oop.
The irony that this is all a Diet Coke discussion because he literally turned. I said, you're the guy. I
you're
said, I
him.
Came here just for Diet Coke. Just for Diet Coke,
Put
my
them
guy.
Dukes up, my boy. Now we got to fight.
And here we are. Look at me today. See?
You, are you scrapping and
Do
scraping?
Do your job, my guy. I was ready to fight the Diet Coke guy in the middle of
say?
Target.
What did he say?
He was like, I got you. I got you. We just switched people. She goes, yeah, the last lady's the reason there's nothing here. I go, we'll see about that.
Yeah, we'll
I'll
see.
Be back in a week to see.
We'll see about the new girl.
Look, he basically told me by Wednesday I'd have my Diet Coke.
That's a long time.
I said, today's Monday. Well, now it's Tuesday. Well, but no. Yesterday I said, today's Monday, my guy.
I gotta go to a different
Wednesday?
Store. Man.
And here we are. It's a whole break on the air. All right.
Well,
so
fingers crossed you get it.
The irony
than that.
That I ran into the Diet Coke guy.
What are the
while
odds?
While I was complaining about
what are
Diet
the odds,
Coke.
Bro?
Very high in my world. All right. Question of the day is coming up next, everybody. And more tickets to see Young Gravy.
That's
he's,
right.
He's coming Thanksgiving week.
I mean, it makes sense. Gravy, turkey, fixins, gravy boat.
But he's not allowed to touch your mom. I made him sign something.
No, you didn't.
Oh, you're right. I made that up.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
You're never going to believe what they named America's favorite sandwich, everybody.
What?
Or are you going to believe?
Wait, it's, there's a lot of sandwiches out there.
It's so appropriate in the state of Wisconsin. You want to get it's a very classic sandwich, DZ, because today's question is, what's your favorite sandwich, baby?
Ooh, I mean, and I'm a sandwich guy.
I know. Who doesn't like a sandwich? I miss bread, but I still get sandwiches and just take the bread or bun off.
Yeah, and I feel that.
Well, okay, ready for this. While you're thinking about what your favorite sandwich is, I want to tell you, America's favorite sandwich is officially grilled cheese, you guys.
A grilled cheese?
Grilled cheese is what came in as our favorite sandwich.
I mean, hear me out. I'm not knocking it.
Everybody loves a grilled cheese.
Love a grilled cheese, but it is such a basic sandwich.
It's so basic, which is why they do crazy things now to it. They add tomatoes and four types of cheese, and then you add a pesto.
A little bit of bacon.
Aioli.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because you know
they've done it up now.
Oh, I go to Zupa's, Cafe Zupa's all the time, and Hudson wants a grilled cheese with nothing but one type of cheese on it. And I go, you're literally taking off everything good. You're taking off the sauce. You're taking off the tomato. You're taking off the other types of cheese. He's like, I just want one.
I just want regular old plain American slice.
You don't know what's good. So there.
Your palate has not developed enough.
Okay, so can you believe this? Grilled cheese, number one. America's favorite sandwich. It does make sense, though, I guess.
If you're having it like Hudson is, no. If you're having it like Cafe Zupa's, or, you know, the custom, the gourmet way with the big Texas toast, the bacon, the garlic butter.
Well, they asked a chef to ask what the secret was, and they said it's in the spread.
Mm-hmm.
71% of people butter their bread for a grilled cheese.
You have to.
That's what I do.
That's
apparently
law.
12% are fans of mayonnaise. I've never put mayonnaise on my grilled cheese. It's butter all day. In fact, it's so much butter, it's amazing I didn't have a heart attack today.
I don't mean to offend anybody, but if you put mayonnaise on your grilled cheese, you need to go home. Just wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, go home. And if you're at home, walk outside and walk back inside and lock the door and stay there.
I got made fun of on this show years ago because I told them that I grew up making grilled cheese with one slice. And they were like, what were
the
you, poor?
Way?
And I go, yeah, I'm poor. No, two slices of bread, one slice of cheese.
What?
And they said, you're diabolical because you don't use two slices at least.
At least.
So now when my children, I make two, but I grew up with one slice of cheese. I didn't know any different. I guess it was just the way it was. I don't know.
If my cheese don't melt out the side, I didn't grill cheese properly.
Yeah, no, that was not how I made it. Isn't that horrible?
That being said.
Okay, so your favorite sandwich, now that I've gone off about grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese is not my favorite sandwich. Ooh, I like me a nice little classic turkey ham.
Ooh, hey.
Little lettuce, tomato.
Ooh.
Throw some bacon on there. All of the sauces you want. I don't care what sauces you like or don't like, but it's got to have sauces on it.
I know sauces are important. I know sandwiches are very fancy now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But man, I miss the classic bologna. I miss the classic, you know, ham and cheese like you said with a little mayo.
I'm not going to lie,
every now and then I miss that from my childhood. I just want the old school sandwich, man.
Bread still got to be toasted,
chip,
though.
With chips.
Bread still got to be toasted and the chips are a must. An absolute must.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then whatever cheese you want got to be two different kinds at least.
I love it how you were very fancy in describing your sandwich. I love
it. Oddly specific because I knew what I wanted.
Let's go to line four today. We're going to go to the phones. 414-533-1037. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Waylon and Cheo.
Oh, perfect. Waylon.
And I have my brother with me.
Oh, you guys are all in the car. Fantastic. Waylon, did you guys hear us talking about how America's favorite sandwich is grilled cheese?
No, but I think it's McDonald's Big Mac.
My dog.
Here, I thought you were going to say peanut butter and jelly, Waylon, and you tricked me with
Big
that
Mac,
one.
Big Mac, don't you miss the extra bread either, no sir.
Waylon, you don't eat a Big Mac. You're eight. Come on,
Bet
do
he does.
You?
Bet he does.
Do you?
Yeah.
Big man. Come on, you saw him.
That a guy. All right, Waylon. Well, you're awesome. Thanks for calling.
My mom has something to say.
Oh,
Ellie, I got something to say.
Yes, Chaya, Mom, talk to us.
You guys truly do have to try this mayonnaise instead of butter on the grilled cheese.
You're kidding.
Mm.
Hold
I
on.
Am not, Chaya. I am not kidding you guys.
Why?
Stop it. I've never done mayonnaise. But all of the sudden, as you're saying this, people are texting in like crazy. Hear me out, Allie. Mm. Making a grilled cheese with Miracle Whip. Mm-mm. The tangy zip is fire on grilled cheese. That's Alyssa and Tosa.
I'm not doing it.
Mitch texted in.
I don't do Miracle Whip. Wait. I do real mayonnaise. I don't do Miracle Whip. I do real mayonnaise.
Fair. What does it do? Just give us one reason.
It just makes it a tiny bit crispier when you grill it.
Listen to this. Mitch texted in and said most grilled cheese sandwiches at restaurants use mayo instead of butter. My mind is blown.
No, they don't. Please say
I did
they
not
don't.
Know
Please
this. I did not. Now I'm asking. I'm going to Panera. I'm asking every restaurant I go
Y'all
to what
mayo?
Do they use.
Y'all
and
use
then
mayo?
I'm going to just say I'm allergic to mayo. Do you use mayo? And when they say yeah, I'm going to be like, I was just lying. You can put it on. It's fine.
Then you're going to be on Am I the Jerk. Yeah. This is a whole continuation. Yep. Oh, Lord.
All right. Well, received. Received. I don't
mean
know if I'm
going
to
do it.
Just try it. Just try it one time.
You know what? You try cheese with hot chocolate. I will try grilled cheese with mayonnaise.
Honestly, I think that we probably have already tried grilled cheese with mayonnaise. If what you guys are saying is true, it means we've already had it at restaurants is what I'm getting at.
No, I don't believe it.
I don't know.
I don't believe it.
All right. Thanks for calling Chaya and Waylon. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye. Much love. Weston, you too, man. Peace.
Wow. All these people texting in about saying, listen, you have to do half mayo, half butter. Life changing.
Mm.
Janet from West Dallas. This is my girl. She said, hot dog is her favorite sandwich.
Whoa. Oh. I mean, I'm not getting into
and
that
then
argument.
She said, please tell me hot dog is not a sandwich with an exclamation
it's
point.
It's not. It doesn't. I'm not getting into that argument, but it's not.
I actually agree. A hot dog is not a sandwich, but I'll eat them any day. Okay. Your favorite sandwiches, because we found out grilled cheese is America's favorite sandwich.
All right.
We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
What is your favorite sandwich? Because we found out that the grilled cheese is America's favorite sandwich. Julie texted in to 414-533-1037. She said, don't knock mayonnaise before you try it on grilled cheese. It's not what you think. I use it instead of butter and it spreads so much nicer. Actually, I do believe that because it's not all lumpy.
The spreadableness, for sure. Some of y'all use y'all butter cold though, and it shows.
We had a whole argument just now about how you're supposed to use mayo instead of butter, and I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I don't know. I don't want to knock it until I try it, because I'll try some weird stuff in my life, but I definitely, I don't know.
Let's just go to Rachel in Watertown, see what her favorite one is. Hi, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, your favorite sandwich. Go.
I love a classic BLT on toast.
Oh, on toast especially,
gotta
girl.
Gotta be toast. Gotta be toast.
Yes. So good. Years ago, before I went keto, when I was just Atkins, remember when it was Atkins?
Yeah.
It's hysterical. So I was low carb. I would eat BLTs like every single day with one slice of bread. I would just get low carb bread, and I would put I would get the biggest tomato I could find, a thick slice, a ton of crispy bacon, mayo. I wouldn't even put the lettuce on, girl. I would just eat. I would just eat it, open slice.
Got a BT.
Oh my god, oh my god, this is my college go to. I cannot.
I'm laughing so hard right now.
It was totally.
Like, I mean, and I could envision
it. It's a BT.
It was a BT. Forget the L. Forget the L. I ain't taking no L's.
That's why I fight with the L, right? Maybe that was it.
That was your gripe. You weren't taking no L's. That's why. Nah, a BLT is a classic. I'm not going to argue. It just sometimes feels so basic, too, though.
I understand.
You don't add enough
on
it.
Well, you get a little fancy and add some avocado to it.
If you want.
Ooh, BLTA.
But look at what just happened.
A Balt, if you will.
America's favorite sandwich is the most basic of all. The grilled cheese. I mean, of course.
It is basic.
So
let me stop.
Allie,
you're right. Let me stop.
You came on here and you said one of your favorites was what, ham and cheese?
No, not just ham and cheese. You saw, you know I went fancy.
I know,
it. I said ham and turkey.
Stop. It's like
two
a
meats,
Cobb salad
two meats,
now.
Two cheeses, okay?
All right, Rachel, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Appreciate it.
She appreciates the BLT. We're talking your favorite sandwiches. All right, let's go to Nick in Waukesha this morning. I have no idea what he's going to say.
Welcome to Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami.
Hueva.
Hi, Nick.
What's
your favorite sandwich?
Well, before I say that, I wanted to say the grilled cheese, if you add a burger to in the middle, it's fire.
Oh, that's called the cheeseburger,
that's called the burger, then. That's called
okay,
a cheeseburger,
but,
sir.
But you had me a burger.
But I support.
Any man that adds meat, I'm in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I ain't mad at it.
If you say a cheeseburger is your favorite sandwich, I'm hanging up on you.
Bruh.
No.
Okay.
He said, just try it. Just try it. No one's ever thought of it before.
You're so innovative. Look at you.
Boy's a maverick.
He probably told his daughter that and she believed him that it was brand new. All right. What's your favorite sandwich, Nick? Is it the grilled cheese, like America's favorite?
I mean, I love me a grilled cheese, but no, that's not it either. It's I take some bread, peanut butter, throw some cheese, and then some cotton salami on it, and a little bit of pickle, and I'm good.
Wait a minute. There's a few of those I can get down with apart from each
different
other.
Different sandwiches, though. Those
I'm
are different sandwiches.
I'm trying to have a giant orgy with all these things those on my sandwich.
Those are different sandwiches, though.
This is too much. This is way too many people really in the bedroom. Good.
Are you making two sandwiches, my boy? Please say you're making two sandwiches.
Please list the ingredients again so I can really hang up on you this time. What did you say you put on a sandwich, my guy?
He started with peanut butter. That's
He's
all
out
I know.
Of his mind today. Nick, get some help.
I heard peanut butter and pickles, and there's bread still, so please don't. I don't know if we want you to repeat it, Poppy. I really don't know.
Okay, so it's peanut butter, cheese, cotton salami.
Salami?
So like candied salami?
It's just like, you know, it's like the soft salami, you know, like the, you know, like the stuff that you cut up.
Oh, got it. Yeah, deli.
Go on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then throw some either cucumbers or pickles.
Wow.
Yeah, it didn't do it for me. Goodbye, Nick. Have a great day. Yeah. Nice talking to you. Bye.
We love you, man.
and I'm not kidding.
A little less today.
A little less. That was disgusting.
What was that?
I don't know. Whoever texted in, they love the Reuben. Yes, I'm with you.
Mm.
Ham and cheese with Ruffles potato chips. The chips make a difference, you guys.
I'd rather have Nick's sandwich before the Reuben. I ain't even going to hold
Steve,
you.
Steve, I'm going to jump through the radio. He texted in Sloppy Joe's with onion rings. It's over.
I'm in. Bring them.
Oh, I'm so
Did
in.
You make some? Was that an invitation? What's up?
Sloppy Joe's.
Oh, Sloppy
it's
Joe's.
Like the pathway to my childhood. Okay,
I swear to God. Did you not go back to school?
Let's go to Danielle and Butler. I was in school that whole
the
thought
whole
process.
Time, bro.
Oh my gosh, Danielle!
Holding it out with a classic peanut butter and jelly sandwich, loaded with peanut butter.
I'm not going to lie.
But if you have it on toast, it's so much better.
Hold on. You lost me with toast. I do not want toasted peanut butter and jelly, but the fact that you...
Oh my God, it's so good.
For real.
More peanut butter than jelly. You screwed it all up. It's got to be equal. There has to be the same equivalent amount. If not, I can't have it. There has to be more jelly, not too much peanut butter.
There's got to be equal
amounts. Equal is fair, but like I don't want to see my bread when you put the peanut butter on.
I feel that, though. I do feel that. I do not want to see that layer of bread. I want to see a thick layer of PB and also a thick layer of J.
Is that your complaint about it?
Yeah.
And you need to try it on toast at least one time in your life.
You have to. Seriously.
Okay.
No, serious. Game changer.
All right.
Still
my
do the
dad,
butter.
My dad, like, raised us with peanut butter and jelly on toast.
Wow.
He didn't cook. My parents were divorced. But, yeah, peanut butter and jelly on toast is where it's at.
If you want to be extra, still do the butter after you toast it.
Owen?
Then do the PB&J. Smack it together. Don't do the cheese because y'all got on me last time I said cheese on the sandwich.
Cheese is a personal preference, but every time I come downstairs, my kids have been cooking. It smells like toast and jelly. I can tell they've been making peanut butter and jelly. That's funny. All right, Danielle, thanks for calling. Love you.
Love you. Bye, guys.
Much love.
Ming from Milwaukee said, DZ, as hot chocolate and cheese isn't weird, no smoke.
Okay, you know what?
Thank you. I know you
see me being quiet
now.
Stop hating on all y'all sandwiches.
Thank you. Brittany in Milwaukee said, mayo for grilled cheese always. It helps it cook more evenly and gets perfect crispy crust. Everyone's saying add mayo to the grilled cheese, not butter, because of the way it cooks. I find this interesting, and I believe you. And Danielle in Franklin said that the roast beef sandwich from Suburbia. She's Suburbia. She's very specific on her favorite
sandwich.
Okay,
ain't had it, but you know what? Like I said, no smoke.
Last but not least, let's go to Teddy in Muskego.
Teddy.
Morning.
Yeah, I do get behind the mayo. It is a game changer.
Really?
And I'm not one for changing up things that work already.
Yeah,
you know?
I can see you as a classic guy.
Yeah, I do.
Can see
right.
that.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm a big Philly fan, I gotta say. Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Nope, not at all.
I like the way it all complements.
What kind of cheese?
You know?
What kind of cheese?
Whatever they put on
it. It's either
honestly.
Mozzarella or provolone. What is it?
Mozzarella.
It's gotta be mozzarella.
Yeah.
That's my.
Some people change it up, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, and they can be wrong for that. That's cool, but mozzarella is
well,
the way to go.
Well, let's see. A provolone. It's normally provolone. I had to Google it because I don't ever make these at home. I only order them at restaurants. I have no idea what goes on a cheesesteak. I'm like, oh, it's provolone.
I'm not from Philly.
No, sauteed onions, steak. And a provolone cheese. There you go.
Classic.
Easy, which, simple.
Which, side note, I had a recipe that called for shredded provolone. You ever tried to find shredded provolone in a store?
No, I've only ever found the slices, exactly. The round slices.
They expected me to do it by hand like an old lady. What the hell? No thank
no
you.
No thank you.
No thank you. I'm out. Goodbye.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so this is crazy. Or is it? A couple's costume gone wrong.
Yeah.
He wants to know how to tell his lady he doesn't like the couple's costume. In fact, he hates it.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to say that my man's is justified, but my man's is a little justified.
Okay, well, his name is Norman.
Norman.
And he wants to know what to do because he's stressed out. He's stressed out about the couple's costume and he doesn't know how to tell his woman. Go ahead, let's hear it, DZ.
Got you. Allie and DZ, I'm stressed about Halloween. We're doing a couple's costume, and we do it every year. But here's my problem. I don't like this year's costume. We're going as Beauty and the Beast. She looks amazing. She's a beauty. I look ridiculous. Beyond Beast. I'm almost embarrassed to leave the house. Stop laughing. You make me
I can't help it.
Is it the imagery?
It's the imagery that he's like, I won't leave the house in this.
I don't want to tell her that the costume she picked this year is lame, but basically we have a couple's costume and she looks great. I look like garbage. I want to switch. I don't want to go as a couple's costume this year, but it's too late to do anything about.
It is too late, my guy. Poppy. Halloween is in, 3 days? Four, maybe.
We could just say tomorrow.
Halloween's on Friday.
It's Halloween week. People are doing stuff all week.
And good luck finding it now or getting it in time.
Especially for a couple's.
Wait, this isn't my advice segment. This is your advice segment. Okay, so they're doing a couple's costume. He hates it, and he doesn't know how to tell her he hates it.
I can imagine. Imagine the Beast costume just looking beastly. And
usually that's dudes it. Dudes don't care. I thought but Halloween, no, you don't care what you look
no,
like. You just want to be in a costume.
No,
for
Halloween, people regress. And dudes, even though they're men, they say they might not care. If we're going out, we're doing something, I want to look good. Mm-hmm. Bruh, I remember.
Oh, you want to be like a king and she's the queen. So it should be like your Cleopatra and the love god over here or something.
He's mad they picked the wrong Disney princess. He wanted to be Prince Charming.
Yes.
He got the Beast.
He got the Beast.
But he looked like a werewolf.
At least he didn't get Shrek.
No. They could have been Shrek and Fiona.
It could have been Shrek and Fiona. You know, that would have been even worse.
We ain't talking little victories here, but buddy.
So I think it's really funny. So what should he do?
What if you flip?
What do you mean?
You know how Beauty and the Beast, at one point in the movie, that he turns back into like the handsome, prince, king,
that's
whatever?
Right. It's been a long time since I've seen Beauty and the Beast, so thank you for reminding me.
Everybody. It's been a long time since everybody's seen it.
It's been a long time, yeah.
Right? What if you go post-Rose moment? What if you go once you're back to handsome?
No, then you're not the Beast.
Yeah, but then you don't got to be the Beast, and you want to be comfortable, too.
That is what somebody texted in. They said, go as Adam, a.k.a. the human form of Beast.
I couldn't think of the
or
name.
Or switch to Gaston. Yeah.
Oh, you could go as Gaston.
No. Is that the candlestick? Who the hell is the candlestick?
Hey, don't make fun of the candlestick.
Am I in the wrong movie?
No, you're in the right movie, dog. You're in the right movie. Here's the thing. It's too late.
Oh, Gaston. Oh, now I remember. Yeah.
Is he the candlestick or the clock?
He's the hot one. Wait. Gaston, he was this guy. Did he come in and he thought he was like...
Oh, who's Gaston?
Is he the one that comes... Hold on. I see. This isn't...
Isn't it from Little Mermaid?
I thought I put Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, man. Now I'm mixing all my Disney movies.
Maybe it is. DZ. No, it's Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, bet.
The problem is... Okay, moving on back to the topic. Now we're
arguing
about this guy.
We passed on Gaston.
Mm-hmm. So?
I don't think you could change. I really genuinely think you're kind of stuck in the costume that you've done picked with your girl. Mm-hmm. You gotta be the Beast. Unless you want a lateral and switch and say, hey, baby, you want to be the Beast and I'll be the Beauty?
kidding me right now, DZ.
That's my advice. You got no other pool. You got to be that guy.
Wait, whoever texted in, just tell her this is easy. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
She's already gone through all this to get the costumes. That's what you think. That's what he's afraid. That's why he wrote us, because he knows.
I can almost bet you she's the gung-ho one going, let's do this, let's do this.
She's a Halloween lover.
He usually might pacify, but this year he went, I really look dumb, baby. Every year, one year, my wife and I, before we got married, we went to a friend's Halloween party. We dressed as Little Red Riding Hood, and I got to be the Big Bad Wolf.
Nice.
There is no cool Big Bad Wolf costumes out there.
There's not.
I made my own.
You did.
I cut some gloves up, I cut up an old hat that I had that was like a fur hat.
Yeah.
Glued the gloves with the fur.
Dang.
I already had a big old beard.
You really went and made it.
And then I just got some fake teeth.
Oh my gosh.
I look like a dubber. I wore a ripped up flannel, so it was red and matched a little red.
Smart.
Man, I was out there sauced in my own gear. I didn't have to change my jeans. I wore my own shoes. Shout out Timberland. You know what I mean? Like, I was out there a cool, modern, dope Big Bad Wolf.
Well, then this guy wants to be a cool. And modern. He's not.
Are you telling
him to go make his own then?
Make your own. Find out your own. You could express ship something last second so you could still be a dope beast to her great beauty.
By the way, everyone's texting in. The Gaston is the main bad guy. He was the one who tries to get with her, but she isn't with Belle, but she isn't interested.
Ah, got it.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
I was thinking he was the guy she didn't want, but it's been so long since I've seen it, I didn't want to misspeak. So thank you for that.
I assume everybody's a candlestick.
Okay. Okay, so basic Lumiere is the candlestick.
Oh, Lumiere's the candlestick.
Okay, that's
fine. Now we're going too many names.
We're way off on Beauty and the Beast, and I just don't care that much, you guys. Okay,
he doesn't want to be the Beast. He really doesn't, bro. But you can modernize it. You can make it your own. You can add your own flavor, your own sazon, Papi.
I apologize to the Disney fans. They're losing their mind right now. They said, I'm a huge Disney fan. You guys are making me crazy by mixing up all the movies. I'm sorry.
Well, then call up, Belle.
414-533-1037. That is the number to call or text. So what should he do? He hates the couple's costume. He's afraid to tell her. Clearly, she is the Halloween one in the couple situation. And he's like, man, she looks great. And I look like garbage.
Should
I don't want to do this.
And bear it? I don't think so.
The phones are ringing. We'll talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So today's involves a couple's costume for Halloween. He wrote in and said, DZ, I can't stand the Beauty and the Beast we're going as. She looks great and I look crazy.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're looking for advice for. Somebody texted in and said, oh my God, Allie, didn't you have a costume like you ordered months in advance several years back and it never came or came well after Halloween? Yes, you know what it was? It was Squid Games. I ordered it like months in advance. It still came late. I'll never forget. I was so mad.
Well, thankfully, that's not the issue.
I was so mad. McKenna in Germantown says, suck it up, buttercup. I don't think that's the advice we're looking for,
As much as in most cases it is a suck it up, buttercup, if you enjoy going out and you're willing to be a couple's costume with your couple, you want to be comfortable too, dog. It ain't a suck it up every single year.
Fair. Let's go to Cassidy in South Milwaukee. We'll start with her. Lots of people with advice for Halloween couple's costume dilemma today. Hi, Cassidy.
Morning.
Cassidy. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, no. Oh, we're having trouble hearing you.
Are we on speaker? I don't know.
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Sounds a little better. Yeah,
you sound much better.
You sound so muffled.
Cassidy, what's your advice for Norman today? He doesn't know what to do. He hates the couple's costume.
I have some interesting advice.
Okay.
Funny, if you may say.
Go ahead.
It's funny because I actually was thinking of doing this next year, but I was going to be Taco Bell. Me as Belle and my boyfriend as like a taco. So be like...
You could flip it and make him a taco. She won't be upset at all about that.
No way. You're still a couple's costume.
Cassidy, she's going to freak out. You know she's going to freak out. Come on.
But it'd be cute and funny.
You still got the beastie, this with the taco meat all hanging out. I still look like fur.
You had me a taco meat. Now we're going.
I'm low-key in,
That's
man.
Really funny.
It depends on your character, though. If you're a funny guy, if you're a goofball, I actually like this.
Yeah.
Because she might be all for it and go, you know what? That is is funny.
I mean, we're asking, what should you do? This is a fun spin on it. Come in and give her a funny spin and say, I don't like the costume. I want to be a taco. Get it?
Baby, I bought a taco. I want to be Taco Bell.
Baby, I bought a taco. All right, Cassidy, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye. Love you back. All right. Think about it. If you buy like a whole little case of tacos to hand out, nobody's going to be mad at you. Mm. She can't be mad at you. You're holding Taco Bell to hand out.
You're not wrong. Clayton's in Milwaukee. He wants to give some advice today on what would DZ do, because we're talking about how this guy Norman wrote in, he hates the couple's costume. They're being Beauty and the Beast, and he's like, she looks good, I look horrible. What should he do? Clayton, good morning.
So you guys said that he could go as the prince when he turns into the human.
That was DZ's idea.
Yeah, make him handsome.
I don't think she wants that.
Don't cover yourself in the fur, because I'm sure that's the problem.
But I decided she doesn't want
that. She don't want that? She don't want that? Norman girl don't like it. She likes the fur.
Does he not want to wear, like, the big headpiece and the mask and everything?
I don't know. He didn't say. Maybe that's it. He just says he looks crazy in
it. Maybe there is a bunch of, like, dumb, quote-unquote, dumb, lame attachments. And he's like, I don't want to add these sideburns, bro. What am I doing here?
Why? Are you going to suggest she get a matching Belle he gets a matching Belle costume? Because that's what Belle
I mean, that works, too.
Belle and Belle?
That's funny. No, what's your advice?
He could also just go simple and get the horns and do makeup to create the, like, wolf or the face look. And have the fur on his hands, because then he doesn't have to wear any like heavy mask or anything. And it's simplified and he can still feel comfortable and feel I guess attractive.
You know, this is why I need crafty people in my life, like you and DZ Clayton, because here I am thinking we got to get a whole new costume. He's got to tell her he doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to do it. And you're like, no, just change the costume, but make it the same, but change it so he doesn't look crazy.
In my head, there's like, it's a grandiose shoulder pads in the suit.
I don't know.
But he got claws on his hands. She got him wearing different footies so his feet look like fur. And he's going, man, I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel good. And Clayton's going, tape it back a little bit.
He
just
says make a different one. That's not bad.
Nah, see what you could take, even if it is grabbing pieces from what already exists and remake something new. I like it, Clayton.
Yeah.
All right, Clayton, thank you for calling. Good advice this morning. You're awesome. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye. Peace. All right, we're going to go to Heather and Shorewood next, because so far we've gotten Cassidy said make him a taco.
Mm-hmm.
Clayton said change it up into a different beast.
Yeah, go handsome.
Let's
just
see
still
what Heather and Shorewood think. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. It's not as easy as you think, everybody.
It really
it's
ain't.
Not.
No, I really ain't.
Heather, good morning.
Good
morning.
Hey.
People are texting in again, Gaston. No, we already tried that one. It didn't work.
Didn't work.
Doesn't want to be Gaston, we've decided.
How are you going to get Gaston? You're not Beauty and the Beast then. you're Beauty and Gaston.
Exactly.
How's that work?
Exactly. But you're better
honestly
looking.
The true love story in that movie is between Belle and that library, so he should go as a library.
That'd be kind of cool.
Honestly?
If he could get a bookshelf?
I love that. You go as the library. This is like one of those, and it's like you see little libraries. Yeah. I go on my walks all the time. You see people building them. You could totally be a library.
And you got to know Ball to understand the fact that she's right. You know, Belle really did like use the library as her escape that entire movie. She basically hid there.
That's a great idea, Heather.
Heather, you know Ball.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And the way the Milwaukee Public Library is like viral right now with all their reels and their TikToks.
He could go as a book. You know, if he can't find a whole library costume, find a book.
Dang. Somebody just texted in, boo. I bet you're super scared now. No, sorry, didn't work. No, anyway, back to Heather.
Heather's idea is way too good. We're locked in right now. We're locked in.
Heather, we love this idea.
That's
thank
why
you.
Why I love Beauty and the Beast is because of the library. I didn't care about the Beast or anything like that. Like, that's Stockholm Syndrome. Do the library.
It's a Disney movie, okay? You need to chill out.
Hey.
Oh, my God. She says go as the library. Fair.
It's all about the books.
All right. Thanks for calling, Heather. Love your idea.
Bye. That was genius.
We have a new Heather, a Heather in Waukesha this morning. Let's see if she has any different advice for this couple who hates the couple's costume. He thinks he looks crazy. She looks good because it's Beauty and the Beast. Hi, Heather in Waukesha.
Heather part two, what it do?
Hi.
You got any different advice? Because we got a lot of different stuff here, including become a taco.
Yeah, it's along the similar lines. Enough. I think he could dress up however he wants, but look really nice and just wear a sign that says Sexy Beast.
Okay, you guys are sexy beasts. That's it.
Tell me Heather's not right. You add sexy to anything, it works.
Fine. You know what I'm wearing? I'm gonna do
sexy taco.
Let's
works.
Just put on a sign and say sexy.
Sexy Gaston. It works.
Love it. Love it. Everybody's saying make his face half human, half beast.
Yeah, go sexy beast.
Half beast. Love you guys. Thanks for all your advice today. Oh, you want Am I the Jerk? Well, hold on. You're going to get it. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Ali and DZ. But first, we have a special guest.
But first, Weba.
But first, bring him on the phone. Hello, Hudson.
Hello.
What's up, my boy?
My robe-wearing 12-year-old who's in sixth grade. How you doing, Hudson?
You said robe. I thought you said rogue. Both apply.
Rogue.
Both apply.
I'm doing good, you know.
Yeah. Well, how come you haven't been wearing the robe lately? Before we get into the trick-or-treating recap I need from you, everybody's been asking. Even when we were trick-or-treating, people were like, where's the robe? And I was like, I think he's not
into
it.
I'm wearing my Halloween costume, dummies.
Hudson!
Well, you
that was too aggressive. Kind, nice words, no name-calling. Thank you. Okay. Where were we? He sounds like me. That's the damn problem. I'm not the problem.
But what's his costume again?
Hudson, you're working on Moreland. Tell him.
I'm good.
He's a construction guy.
Hard hat and all.
And so people, like one lady asked him if he was working on Moreland when he was trick-or-treating, and I lost
it. He didn't know what it meant.
I lost it.
Can we get along to the topic?
Oh, sorry,
producer.
I like it, though.
Welcome to my life.
I have school, Mom.
You don't have school until 8:15. Chill out. Okay, tell everyone we'd like you to recap the trick-or-treating this year. Go. The candy.
So, like, I don't know. I guess I was like going in a circle.
We don't need the location. We went in a circle trick-or-treating,
yeah,
like around a neighborhood. I need you to let us know how many full-size candy bars you got, what was the worst candy you got, what was the best candy you got.
Sadly, I only got two.
Two
full sizes?
That's better than zero.
I was going to say, back in the day,
so
I got zero.
I got a Hershey's.
Nice.
And then the next one, it makes up for me not getting any other one.
What was the other one you got?
I got a full-size Butterfinger.
Yeah!
Nah, solid pool.
I remember now when you got that one. He came walking down the driveway from this random house. He's like, I got a full-size Butterfinger, baby!
Like a prize. He said, Mama, look at me now.
Those are the houses you really want to hit. What was the worst candy you got so parents don't give it out on Friday? Keep it honest.
I don't really know, but I mean, somehow I got no Tootsie Rolls and no Almond Joys.
Maybe they're understanding we don't want Tootsie Rolls anymore. We don't want Almond Joys. No offense, DZ.
Hey, I'm not the one offended. My mom is.
The only person who's given me Tootsie Rolls this year is my teacher.
Dang, you be nice.
Be nice. You got to go to school,
rolls
remember?
Have somewhere aged
out. I know.
Chill out. Stop making it hot. Stop making it hot.
She loves
She's
you
great.
And you love
She's
her.
Great. Good job.
Be nice. One Tootsie Roll's better than no candy in class. I'll tell you
ding,
that.
Ding, 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 ding.
Anyway, okay, so you didn't get any Tootsie Rolls. You didn't get any Almond Joys. You got two full
Thankfully.
Size. You got two full size. Shout out to the people. They gave him full Ziploc bags of stuff. What were those? What were in those, Hudson?
Well, one just had, like, pretzels and stuff.
Pretzels and games, which, fine.
Okay, I'll take a goodie bag.
And the other one that just sort of had, like, a ring pop, like, a lot of good candy.
Candy. Somebody texted in, it's Heather from Shorewood. She said, Hudson is full of attitude, and I'm here for it. You want to come over and hang out with him sometime?
You all are.
All right, Hudson, thank you for your trick-or-treating recap today. We all appreciate it. Two full-size candy bars, no Tootsie Rolls, no Almond Joys, and some pretzels.
Robe.
And no robe.
Yeah, no
That's
robe.
It. All right, well, thanks for calling, Hudson. Love you. Have a great day at school, okay?
All right,
okay?
Love you. Bye.
Okay, love you too. Wow. The sass on that one, dude.
Yeah, you gotta embrace it.
What is his issue, man? All right, well, yesterday...
It's the Apple situation, you know?
You're right, it's me.
It's an
I'm
Apple.
The problem. Yesterday, we had a great Am I the Jerk? It was about hiring your friend's kid.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided not the jerk if you did not hire your friend's kid. But today's actually involves a wild story involving a wedding that you weren't invited to.
The jerk.
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for not congratulating the couple. She said, hello. I have a good Am I the Jerk? I would like to be anonymous. You got it. She wrote this in. She emailed us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. That is where you can email us. Oh, and a lot of people slide into our DMs, yeah. And it just takes a long time to find them, but mm-hmm. You can send them to the Kiss messages, wherever you
Hit
want.
Us personally,
Facebook,
all that.
Instagram, whatever.
Yep.
She said, my husband's brother got married 2 weeks ago and did not tell anyone except for a few close friends and family, and had their mom keep it a secret.
Dang, mom kept a secret too?
All of those people were there. I should also add there was a dress and a tuxedo, etc. Like, okay. It was a full wedding is what she's trying to say.
Okay.
Now here's where it gets crazy.
But they eloped.
No, they didn't.
Sounds like they eloped.
My husband was not invited.
The brother?
The brother.
Of the groom?
Her husband's brother got married. She said, my husband was not invited.
Uh-oh.
And found out from a friend. And then a week later, we received a postcard in the mail with a few photos from the wedding.
They kept it low.
Now my husband's brother is mad. Mm-hmm. We didn't send any correspondence congratulating or send a card or anything 3 days after we received his postcard.
Oh, they hit him up and
was
like,
hey. He's here for the gifts, I see.
Hey, did you get our card?
My husband was confused mm-hmm. why he was not a part of the day, why his mom didn't tell him, and is annoyed they want acknowledgement when they were so emotionally deaf and inconsiderate to not invite him or even explain why he wasn't invited.
Yeah, there's something missing, bro.
There is something missing.
You know?
Because it's one thing to not invite, but then to call after you sent the and go, where's my congratulations?
Why haven't you said anything?
Is this family toxic? Are they playing games? Or are they just literally insane? Like,
you
emotionally
weren't invited
deaf.
For a reason, obviously.
Obviously, but for them to reach out and go, you're not even going to congratulate us, even weirder.
Even weirder. You're
they
right.
had a dress and a tuxedo. They had a wedding.
I felt like they were at the courthouse,
no.
Right? It sounded like they eloped and just said, all right, mom, you can come because we need a witness.
They didn't tell anyone except a few close friends and family, and the mom kept it a secret. So he's family. Why wouldn't the brother have been there?
They said close friends and family. They're not close family, clearly. Clearly.
Oh, my gosh.
Gee, this one's rough because
messed up.
I mean, you don't owe anybody anything, but it is your family. If you don't have an estranged relationship, why wouldn't you be invited?
Confused Clarice, I named her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't understand. I understand why you want to be anonymous. Are they the jerks for not congratulating the couple that they had no clue got married until it arrived in the mail? There's no way my sister is not inviting me to her wedding, and she's going to send me a postcard and then go, where's my congratulations? Girl, come over and I'll show you.
Should you have just turned the other cheek and said, yeah, congratulations, and then expressed how upset you were later?
This is weird.
You want to be, you know, supportive.
Yeah.
But if you weren't there to be supportive of their day, why would you support it after?
And why would they send you pictures and be like, what? Surprise.
I'm so torn, bro, because they clearly wanted to keep it small.
Yeah, but it's your brother and you invited family. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. Oh my goodness, look at all these texts that somebody said, just respond. Why weren't we invited?
Honestly, that could be the response right there in and of itself. Why weren't we there? Wow, you got married? Congrats. Why weren't we there? That's the response.
Wait, somebody said, oh, this is a good point.
Hmm.
The fact that you're calling him your husband's brother, you're not close at all, and you're toxic. They're saying, why are you saying my brother-in-law? Like, why are you saying my... That was a very good realization into this story. You said my husband's brother. You didn't say my brother-in-law.
Y'all ain't cool like
you're
that.
You're not family.
That's deep thought. That's deep thought listening.
Wow.
Y'all not my husband's brother. Y'all ain't cool like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, snap.
Listen to this. Ray in Port Washington said they should send a photo with a thumbs up back, not the jerk.
Thumbs up and one other finger included. Oh, dog.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so are they the jerks for not congratulating the happy couple? She has no idea why they weren't invited to this small wedding that her husband's brother had.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It's her brother-in-law.
My
that her
brother-in-law.
And maybe she put that in. Let me play devil's advocate. Maybe she wrote it out so we would know exactly who the brother-in-law was. Like, because sometimes you say brother-in-law, and I'm like, wait, is that your sister's husband? We get lost on it.
In the translation.
Is Is that your husband's sibling, or is that one of your siblings' mates? Like, it gets confusing sometimes.
Brother-in-law could
husband's
be a variety.
Brother.
That specific.
We know husband's exactly brother. Who. It's yes. So they want to know if they're the jerks for not congratulating the happy couple. Weren't invited to the wedding. Got a postcard a few days later, and then a phone call saying, why didn't you congratulate us?
They're the jerk. Hear me out, though.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Yes,
weird.
They are. You can congratulate and still be upset. You can say, good for you, I'm still annoyed. You can be a bigger person and still be petitious.
You're right, DZ.
You just let it all go and said, no, forget y'all, jerky. Yeah.
You're saying the way they're communicating back in a jerky way.
They're not communicating at all.
They're going as low as these people did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so awkward. All right, 414-533-1037. Are they the jerks for not congratulating her brother-in-law who just got married that they were not invited to?
Husband's brother.
Husband's brother. My bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Are they the jerks for not congratulating the newly wedded couple, who, by the way, is his brother? So, confused Clarice wrote in. She said, we found out after the fact that my husband's brother got married. A few people were invited, including the mom. They all kept it a secret. They had a dress and a tux. It was a full wedding, and we weren't invited. But then we got a postcard in the mail 3 days later, and they're asking us why we didn't congratulate them after they sent pictures from the wedding.
His own brother. But
come
out of
on.
All of this, I'm just shocked that mom kept it a secret.
Yeah, there's something
what?
Else going on here, but
Thank
that's not you. What we're looking for. Rich is in Greenfield this morning. We're going to talk to him first. Hi, Rich.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. Buenos dias, y'all.
Buenos dias.
Is confused Clarice the jerk for not congratulating the brother that just got married?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Not the jerk.
That was all we needed. No,
come
just kidding.
On, bro.
Come on.
It's not even about turning the other cheek. I'm not saying don't be mad. I'm just saying say, hey, yeah, congratulations.
Would have been nice to be there.
An invitation would have been nice too, DZ.
You wrap that up into the congrats.
Man.
it's one of those things where I'm going to politely give you the same type of energy and care that you gave me.
Ooh,
all right? If you didn't care enough to tell me, I don't care if you invited me, you know, because I probably would have even showed up because
I don't really care.
But,
he said I would have pulled up anyway.
Yeah, had mama told me, I'm pulling up. No, for real.
But if you didn't have the time and energy, to at least tell me, I'm not going to have the time and energy to care.
To even congratulate. Right? Dang, that's cutthroat, bro.
Somebody and, did and text in. Force, oh, wait, go on. Yeah, yeah, he's
if
on.
If you're going to force a congratulations from me, first of all, I'm not going to give it to you. But if, you, but if you're going to cry about it, if you're going to cry about it, I'm going to add a little F in the middle of it.
Yeah. Right? No, asking for more congratulations is weird. I think they want a gift. But again, yeah, we don't know that. I think they want a gift. They didn't invite people to the wedding, and now they're going, you didn't even congratulate us. It's like, I wasn't even invited to your wedding. Why would I
congratulate
anyway,
you?
Anyway, Tito.
Why would I give you something for it?
Tito right, in absolutely. Milwaukee basically is agreeing with your sentiment today, Rich, because he said, if I'm not good enough for an invite, then my congratulations shouldn't be good enough either.
Dang,
not
bro.
The jerk.
But like I said, it's not even about the invite. I wouldn't even care about the invite in reality. You can at least let me know.
Yeah. You're kidding me. You're not inviting your brother's wedding and you don't care? That's a lie. There's no way.
Let's just say that they aren't super close as siblings.
Okay.
It happens.
Okay.
It happens in a theoretical world.
Fair.
They're not super close. That's why he doesn't know. I hear where Rich is saying, listen, had I even known they're getting married, I'm not invited, I would have still been
That's
better
something.
Off with that. That's something.
Yeah.
Right. You know, no, you're right. You know, if you at least let me know, I'll be like, okay, you know what? Congratulations. Here's a little gift card.
Yeah.
Don't mess it up.
But that's why you're not the jerk, and that's why he's okay. We
but
got you today. Thank you,
yeah,
Rich.
Yeah.
Not the jerk because they didn't tell him about the wedding.
At
period.
All. Period.
All right. Thank you, Hard,
Rich.
Have a great
you
day.
Guys have a good one. Thank you very much.
You too,
you
man.
Too.
Peace, love, dog.
Yeah, people are texting in how ballsy it is to basically not invite them and then to send them a card with pictures and say, you didn't congratulate me. I'm
wow.
like, that is very brave. Very brave.
Think about the weddings that you're, you know, not invited to that you got friends on social media for that you go, oh dang, would have been nice. To
oh,
be at the
trust
wedding.
Me, we're do not you, friends anymore.
Do you not like the picture then of their nuptials because you weren't invited?
If it's somebody I'm related to and I'm not invited, it's on, dude. I'm sorry. Jamie's in Milwaukee. Let's go to her next and see if she agrees with Rich. Hi, Jamie.
Morning.
Morning.
She said, DZ's making me mad.
Why? How? I make sense.
It every day. Every day, DZ.
My bad. She said, I'm at your neck, boy.
Well, it's not your fault Jamie's wrong. I mean.
Thank you.
Do that. You may help it. I got you.
So not the jerk, I assume you're going, for not congratulating the couple.
Yes. 100% not the jerk.
Come on.
Because?
Well, first of all, shame on that mama, because she was quiet about the whole thing. She knew something was wrong. That's
Fair.
Why all of that kept it quiet. They knew it wrong. Secondly, they found out about it before you even sent the postcard. So if they wanted to send you a congratulations, they said whatever.
I forgot they found out through a friend.
Good point, Jamie. Good point.
You went out of your way, and yes, you were trying to look for that congratulations, that present, that opening of conversations to continue being mad or whatever it is. Because there's something definitely that's in between here that we're not hearing about.
Yep.
But that brother definitely sent that postcard just so you didn't answer and they could validate them not inviting you.
Y'all relationship
so,
is
you know,
over. For real.
No.
I knew you'd have my back. Thanks, Jamie. And P.S. I know her. She's my old trainer.
P.S. That's the homie.
Jamie, thanks for calling.
Bye.
I feel like I called back
you.
Up and I didn't even ask her to call in.
She pulled up though. No, she made
She's
a
right
sense.
Though. You found out about the wedding before.
The postcard.
Before they even sent it. So you stink.
But then why didn't you approach your brother and go, hey man, the friend that was at the wedding told me y'all got married. Why ain't you tell me? Why'd you wait until they reached out after the postcard? You clearly
it's not
weren't
your fault,
that bothered
dude.
By it.
Yes, you were. That was massive. Once you, dude, messed up. Go
petty
to,
on top of petty. Got petitions on top of petitions.
Go to
Chris in Greenfield. Oh, excuse me. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris. The
Good
ladies
morning.
Love you, even though you're married.
What up, Chris? What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What up,
they always
bro?
Go, ooh. Chris in Greenville,
what
we love
up,
his
puppy?
Voice.
How
Ooh.
You doing, bro? How we feeling this morning, bro? What's good?
Hi, what's Chris. Good? All right, are you going to sweep it with not the jerk for not congratulating the couple? His brother got married, and the wife's like, man, why weren't we invited?
Man, it's a clean sweep. We sweeping right here.
Y'all are tripping. Wow.
You're tripping,
Let
dude.
Me stop talking.
You should.
All right, look, DZ. Look, let me explain now. Let me explain.
Go ahead.
All right, look, I agree with you, but... to kind of like go off of the point of what you said, like, you know, congratulating now and then, you know, just considering they sent the card and everything, doing the congratulations now and then, you know, later addressing it. I feel like going that route kind of leaves you to be the one to kind of like play victim to them. Like, wrote, like, okay, everything seemed fine, and then now you're addressing the situation. Why'd you say congratulations, but then all of a sudden now it's an issue?
I hear you, because you're definitely not getting a present from
I feel like the couple's being petty by not inviting, and then call. I feel like the couple is being petty by going, did you get our thing? What, you didn't even congratulate us? Like, they're just playing games.
That was my next
point.
They're rubbing it in almost.
That was exactly my next point. It was already disrespectful to not invite your brother. That was my other point. You said, Facebook friends that we see, we don't get invited to their wedding.
That's fine. That's a
little different than, you know, family, immediate family, your brother-in-law, whatever.
True.
Like I said, it's disrespectful to not initially invite me, but then to send me a postcard to remind me what I was not invited to, what I was not a part of.
You're on point, 100%.
It's a slap in the face to the fact that you didn't get an invitation, but they clearly knew your address to begin with.
Yeah. No, you're so on point with that they were playing games the whole time. And Gina in New Berlin texted something interesting where she's like, well, it's kind of like a birthday. You still congratulate people or you still say happy birthday when you're not invited. Mm-hmm. However, it is not the same because it's your brother's wedding and it's not birthdays every year.
Every year.
This is supposed to be, now it's usually two or three for most people. Once in a lifetime.
Arguably a once in a lifetime experience.
Maybe two or three if you know, depending on who you are. But
if you like the party. Get out of here. Get out. I said I was done talking, bro.
You're funny,
I'm
DZ.
On this side of the fence alone saying jerk, bro.
Chris, yeah, you're alone. Wow. Okay, not the jerk. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
You too, my love. Peace.
People are texting in things like, we need more deets. Clearly, there's family drama. Clearly.
I know. Swear.
You don't not invite your brother to your wedding unless there's a problem. Let's be real.
And there's something that, you know, confused Clarissa or whatever. She's not expressing.
Clarice, excuse me.
She's not expressing in that. She's not expressing. She didn't say some of the drama. I guarantee you.
Casey in Milwaukee said, you know who the favorite son is.
Amen.
Enough said about that. Not the jerk. And somebody said, them sending a postcard added insult to injury. Yep. I agree. And I think Chris pointed that well out.
Salt in the wound. Salt in the wound.
All right. Time to give away tickets. And then I cannot wait to tell you. There's two things I have to tell you. One, you're never going to believe what we got in the mail today, DZ. It's addressed to Allie and DZ at Kiss FM at the studios.
We love getting mail. I ain't going to lie to you.
Mail is so old school that I do appreciate it. So I can't wait to tell you who sent us this.
What's up?
And then you're never going to believe
what?
Single people and Halloween, why they don't mix. I can't wait to tell you this.
What do you mean? Single people and Halloween is a perfect mix.
Don't leave the house if you're single on Friday, and I'll tell you why after. Hold on. We got to give away tickets first. Trust me, I have a very valid reason.
Oh, you got sources?
Oh, I got sources. Ooh. Okay, but first, do you want to go to the rave in Milwaukee? Yeah. Speaking of partying.
I love the rave.
Me too.
For real. For real, I love
it. You want to go to the rave and see Young Gravy on Halloween week? Can you imagine? This is going to be so funny. Young Gravy. I mean, not Halloween. Thanksgiving.
You know
what I meant.
Yeah. A lot going on.
November 24th. That is the date of the show. It's the week of Thanksgiving, and you could go see Young Gravy at the rave right now. 414-533-1037. He's not allowed to touch your mom or flirt with her. Don't worry.
He will, though.
But caller 24, you're going to see Young Gravy. Good luck. 414-533-1037. I can't wait to read this letter to you. We just got in the mail. But before we do that, let's go to Marissa in East Troy, DZ.
Morning, Marissa.
Hey, Marissa. Are you there?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Now we can.
There it is.
What are you doing in East Troy this morning?
I just got the kids off to school and about to head into work.
Woo!
Ooh, sounds right, yeah.
I mean, that was for the kids off to school, not the going to work part.
But the work part is boo. Yeah.
The good news is, Marissa, you're going to the rave to see Young Gravy.
Woo!
Girl.
Gravy boat, baby.
Can you believe Thanksgiving is in less than a month?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
I just realized that because today's the 28th, you guys.
No, I just realized that because you said it.
Yeah, so you're going November 24th, less than a month. You're going to be seeing Young Gravy at the rave on Halloween. God, why do I keep saying Halloween?
Because it's coming up.
Thanksgiving. We should have waited until after Halloween to give these away. This is my own fault. See, Thanksgiving week, and you will be there. So have fun, Marissa. Okay?
Congrats. Enjoy.
All right. Talk to you later, Marissa. Somebody will be in touch. Bye.
Get to work. Bye.
Dude, my brain is like mush because I got Halloween on the brain, mm-hmm. which makes sense because it's Halloween week, DZ.
And we already had Halloween last week, which doesn't mm-hmm. make sense. So the brain is all bobulated.
But look what we got in the mail, because I need to read this letter we got to you. If I'm not confused enough, just where it's about to get worse.
We got him. Okay.
Who's it to, DZ?
Well, it's 103.7 KISS FM. Attention, Allie and DZ, and they spelled it correctly.
They did, and I opened it up, and guess what is in? Guess what's in here?
What is it? What's SSCP?
Oh, no.
What's SSCP? What's going on?
We only have 2 days left to say if we're going to do it.
Hold
SSCP
on.
SSCP is the South Shore Christmas Parade.
Hey!
Hey-o, we see you. We see you, South Milwaukee. We see you. Now, listen, of course we're going to be in your Christmas parade if we can, and I love that you sent me a letter. The only problem is it says we have to tell them by Halloween.
Yeah, that's not
and reserve
happen.
Our spot. So we're coming for you, South Shore. We're coming for you.
What's up? Can we
assume? And it's the week of Thanksgiving. It's November 22nd. We Ooh, have to do this one.
November 22nd.
No,
what
wait.
Day is
I
that?
Have Magic Men at Pottawatomie that night.
That's the
you know
day?
What? We're going to go before the Magic Men. We're going to go do the South Shore Christmas Parade, and then I'm going to Pato. Are you busy? You have a.
I ain't gonna lie. We got a Bucks game.
You got a Bucks game.
The 22nd is a Saturday.
Dang it!
I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh, South Shore.
We got a pancake breakfast for the Boy Scouts too already.
You know
dog.
I love a parade.
Oh, it depends on what time. How about that? It depends
it's
on what time.
It's 3 p.m.
Oh,
you're screwed.
Yeah, I'm out.
We're not.
Oh,
unbelievable. It. Never mind. I guess our schedules are so booked through the year. I don't know what to do.
Honestly,
I love a parade.
The people that are already hitting us up for 4th of July, good for you.
Dude, we just got asked about a 4th of July parade for next year, and we said yes.
Speaking of mail call, because you think mm-hmm. you're going to lock us in for something in December,
no,
it might not happen.
You know how people do budget season at the end of the year? We're in calendar season where we're filling the calendar for next year. So,
yeah.
South Shore, we'll get back to you, but I love that you guys thought of us.
South Shore, we appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Let our people reach out to your people,
yes.
okay? How about that?
That
how about
part.
That?
All right, now, officially coming up next,
huh.
I'll tell you why single people should not leave the house on Halloween.
Oh?
I'll tell you next.
Really?
This is crazy. I was like so confused.
Why do I not believe you? Single people in Halloween, like the two just want chef's kiss, don't it?
Thank you. You get to wear cute outfits if you want.
Duh.
Dude, you're never going to believe why they said singles and Halloween don't mix. It's only a couple's holiday all of a sudden.
Cite your sources.
Oh, okay, I will next. Hold on. Well, speak for yourself. I don't know about this. Apparently, Valentine's Day is not the loneliest day for singles when it comes to holidays. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. You believe this?
Wepa, buenos dias. No, I don't.
Dude.
No, I'm going to just be real. No.
Halloween is the loneliest holiday for singles. Are you kidding me?
That's a lie. That's got to be a
this
lie.
This is unreal. They asked singles. They basically went down a list of a ton of singles, thousands of singles, and said, what's your most sad, lonely holiday of the year? And they said Halloween. They didn't say Valentine's Day or anything. 59% of single people said Halloween is one of the hardest days of the year.
Really?
57 said it's worse than 57% worse than Valentine's Day.
57? More than half the people that they asked said it's worse than V-Day? No way.
I'm
no,
so
no,
confused.
No.
But they said basically 80% of people admitted to feeling lonely on October 31st. And more than half of them say they've cried after opening the door to trick-or-treaters?
Well, if you ain't got no game, just say that, bro. What?
What?
Dog, for trick-or-treaters?
Come on. Okay, so this is what they're saying. This is very interesting.
Is it because you, like, don't have a family? You wish you were out with people? Like,
glad you asked.
I'm so confused as to why singles are literally going, like, oh, my God.
And singles, a lot of times you see single women all dressing all sexy, and they can... That's why I'm saying singles go party. This
it's
is
like Halloween is single central, bro. Like, if you... What?
Here's a couple explanations on why they're saying single people are saying Halloween's the hardest holiday of the year for
all
them.
All right, I'm listening.
Halloween is built around groups. And what I mean by that is there's trick-or-treating kids. There's parties. We just talked about couples costumes. Families hanging out together.
No,
my neighbors always had a party, and I always went to it. Now where they're not having it. And I'm like, well, now what?
That's every holiday, though. Groups, mm-hmm. people, community.
Well, you'd hope.
You'd
hope.
Is.
Thanksgiving, Halloween, mm-hmm. Christmas, all that.
Either way, it can be a struggle for single people. They said 77% of singles admit they've pretended to have plans on Halloween. Oh, no.
You're faking plans.
And 73% say social media makes it worse because they see all the fun people are having together. Wow. Single people, they say, in Halloween don't mix, that it's the loneliest day for singles when it comes to holidays. I can't. How can it not be Valentine's Day? That is hysterical to me.
Can I be completely honest? I might be the wrong skew of people here because obviously me and my wife have been together for so long. Mm-hmm. We've known each other since middle school. Yeah. And the reality is we've both basically been relationship-minded individuals to where I couldn't recall a Halloween that I spent with nobody, by myself, alone.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I always went to my neighbors, but this year, I mean, I guess we went trick-or-treating. Well, it's not Halloween yet, technically.
Technically
Friday is Halloween, so I can't really, do I count the trick-or-treating over the weekend? They said, even for people who are low-key, a lot of people celebrate Halloween by watching scary movies or making, like, you know, some kind of food or festive treat, and those are less fun by yourself. So that's another reason that singles might not like Halloween. This is interesting because I got to be honest, EZ, as a single person, I could understand why you could feel lonely on Halloween if nobody includes you, like as the kids get older.
Yeah.
And every year I'll have friends, when I ask them, they'll be like, well, you can come to a party with us. Like, if I don't have those, I would be, think about it.
But I also wouldn't be the one to make up plans and go, hey, oh, if somebody goes, hey, Allie, what are you doing for Halloween this year? You know, we got this party going on, and you don't want to seem lonely. So you're like, oh, I already got plans. Thanks for the invite.
I would never lie. You're right. I'd be like, hell yeah, I'm coming to the party. Let's go. I'm excited. There's a party.
Yeah, we got a huge percent of people going, oh, no, I already got plans. Your plans are to sit at home with a pint of ice cream and cry yourself to sleep after you give trick-or-treaters candy. What is wrong with you?
Listen, somebody said, this is the most dramatic thing I've ever heard. If Halloween is your saddest single holiday, then you aren't doing it right.
Thank you.
I would agree, but I also understand a little bit about how if you don't have a big group or somewhere to go and you watch everybody on social media dressing up at parties, that it's like, you know what? Here's an equivalent.
That's a hard FOMO.
I feel this way
though
sometimes on Super Bowl Sunday.
Do you?
Like I don't really care. Like, I don't need to go
big
to a party.
Deal,
but
you don't care.
You see parties all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And think about it. Everybody's having fun and you're just alone. You could feel lonely.
There's usually options for where we want to go for the bowl and whether we want to stay at home and watch it just ourselves or go to people's houses. Yeah, that's another big event where you out here got camaraderie going out the wazoo.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Halloween ain't no way. I'm sorry.
That's what they're saying. Halloween is the loneliest for singles. How do you guys feel about this? 414-533-1037. What?
I'm not the single guy in the crew, so let me stop being antagonistic, right?
Right.
But I would definitely assume that New Year's, Christmas even, not even Thanksgiving.
75% of singles say they feel lonely on Halloween and it's worse than Valentine's Day. Interesting.
Valentine's Day, obviously, I don't know how y'all aren't saying that.
That blows my mind.
But even New Year's Eve, because the New Year's Eve kiss that everybody desires and wants, bro.
Yeah.
What? You rather have Halloween candy kisses?
Let's go to the phone and see what they think. Hi, Kiss FM, who's this?
Hey, girl, hey.
Oh, it's Saucy Sandra. My single girl. She called in for this.
Yes. Tell you what, you guys.
What? Song, right?
What?
Quit it with the victim mentality. You're making excuses that you can't go out because, oh, you got to sit home and cry to yourself.
Hold on. Slow down. Maybe somebody feels lonely. Why are you guys ripping on the lonely people?
It is the easiest holiday to go out on.
If you are invited.
If you're invited.
If you're invited.
There's also public spaces.
If you're not invited, you choose your own path and you make it on for
true,
yourself.
True, but you're not going alone. Let's be real. You're not going to the
yes,
bar alone.
I am. You know how many times I've gone out by myself?
Saucy, you're a different breed, okay?
Saucy, your song is different.
You don't count.
My song says it all.
She's different. Yeah, she's different. Sauce different.
Can you believe people pretend that they have plans on Halloween because they're kind of embarrassed and they don't want to seem alone? That's really sad.
That's blocking your own blessing, though, by saying, oh, I'm going to pretend that I'm busy so that nobody even thinks that I could be alone. What if somebody's asking you your plans to ask you to hang out?
True, but you know what I just had a thought of, and Saucy, you and DZ may understand this, is that basically, think about Halloween. Holidays like Christmas and Thanksgiving come around, and immediately you're worried about the people around around you, right? And you're like, mm-hmm. do you have somewhere to go? What are you doing? Like, my friend Callie's already coming over for Thanksgiving. True. Just in case.
True.
We never do that on it's never like, where are you spending Halloween? We do it. We make sure everybody's got somewhere to go for Christmas and Thanksgiving. So maybe they're on to something with Halloween.
So now we need to start calling people the 4th of July, every single holiday, and being like, are you good? You got somewhere to go? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe we should take another call. I didn't realize we were making people mad here. My
bad. I'm telling you, Saucy. Y'all are still going crazy because we've got one group chat right now that yesterday said, trick-or-treating this Friday, 5 to 7. After, we'd love to do dinner. What's going on? Soups? What's the word?
Who sent it? A couple or a single person?
A whole group of friends.
And are they all couples or single people? It matters right now. Are they all couples, DZ? Are they all couples? That's what I'm talking about. Yes. And Saucy, you know what I'm talking about. They're all couples.
I do know what you're talking about, and you can feel like you're left out and your feelings are valid. Yes.
But he's telling me he has a group chat right now with Halloween plans with all couples. I'm like, well, exactly the point, DZ.
What I'm saying
is
that
you're missing the point.
That invitation will be extended to more people, and not everybody's in a couple.
Well, add me to the chat.
You're in the group. That's what I mean. You're in that chat. You coming over, and we're going to have soup and candy.
He's doing it now because he's worried. He realizes I have nowhere to go. Now he's feeling bad, Saucy. See, now
I don't want you to be lonely.
We got a place to go. I got you.
Saucy, you could come too,
Saucy
bro.
Saucy will be at the bar. Okay. We know where to find her. Bye, Saucy. Love you.
Much love. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Let's take one more caller. Why not? We're talking about how they say that Halloween is one of the loneliest holidays for singles. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mimi.
Hi.
Hey, Mimi.
Where are you calling from?
Hi.
What city?
Milwaukee.
Nice, nice. So what do you think about this? Are you single, and do you agree it's one of the loneliest
states? Yes, I am single, but I also feel like single can be more than one way. Mm-hmm. Single relationship-wise,
sure.
Single as in not having a family.
Oh.
So if you're not into like going out to the club
huge.
Or going to parties, yep. if you don't have children either,
yeah.
you can be very lonely.
Oh,
you know,
that's the spin I needed.
About relationship, yes.
That's the spin I needed. It's past the relationship partner. It's more like I don't have a family. I might not have people to go trick or treating with.
You don't have the party.
You don't have anything to do.
It makes you sad because
you're
going, oh, all these families.
And
everybody
else is doing it on social media, so you're seeing everyone having a good time.
Mm-hmm. And you know, having kids sometimes make you not lonely.
Well, that's if my kids are with my ex.
You're tired all the time with kids, so you can be lonely. You ain't got time to be lonely.
Exactly.
You have a good
point,
though.
I think it's
though.
Bigger than just relationship-wise.
You're
I think
right.
it's about family and kids and things, too. Just yeah. not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mimi, you're so right. It's mm-hmm. it's beyond that. It's sometimes it's the picket fence for people going, dang, I'm a little alone by myself. Nobody mm-hmm. to trick-or-treat with. I wish I was walking instead of handing out candy.
And then people always assume, and I'm going to speak on a single mom tip on this one, because people
single
always...
Single mom as well.
Girl, yes. And people always say to me, well, you're not alone. You've got the boys. And I'm like, not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Not, and that, and that's... Know? That's my family, but I don't. They're not around me all the
every
time.
Day.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
they
like
go to their dads.
Piggyback off of the trick or treating when you go to the door and they said they cried afterwards. To piggyback off of that, you know, maybe they want to do that with a husband
right.
or a boyfriend, but they doing it by themselves. It's like, oh, everybody else has a man.
You know what?
Everybody's
right.
out here family.
Maybe they don't want to do a couple's costume with their gigantic teenager because they have nobody else to do it with.
Touche though. Touche though. And that's what I said. Maybe I'm the wrong person to be speaking on this one.
About time you realized
for real,
it.
For real. No, we've got kids. We've got a family.
Yeah.
I've got a wife. Mm-hmm. We're blessed, dog. I was able to let my wife and son go trick or treat, and I stayed home with our other son.
See?
I could see
and
how
your
people.
Family, and
my
your
mom was over. I had the community there.
See?
Our cousins came up.
You have a ton of family in the area.
Can, let
that's
me just
right.
Let me apologize
because
now I understand. Aww. I understand what you're saying. I understand
thank
that it's not
you.
Just
thank
relationships.
You. It took me to do it.
It took you to do it, Mimi. I ain't gonna hold you.
What are we doing this Friday, by the way? Mimi, you and me, where
I'm
are we going?
Anything. I'm throwing a Halloween party for my nieces and nephews and my one daughter.
She's throwing the party herself.
Yeah.
But if I didn't have them, what would I do? I would be lonely.
I would
mm-hmm.
be.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate
thank
you.
You. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Mimi.
Have a good day.
You
love
too.
It.
Bye. Much
well,
love.
Said Halloween used to be my favorite as a single mother. This is a text. But after that, it's all family or couple events, and it gets lonely with no group of friends or family. Aw, see?
Yeah. No, the veil has
see?
Been lifted. I apologize.
Everybody's
y'all.
Now texting at Allie, come to Hocus Pocus at MSO, single mama. I got you. You guys, I'm okay. I'm going to be asleep. I'll be all right. I knew our coworker wanted to hear Huntrix Golden
yeah.
from K-pop Demon Hunters. I knew it. That's why we played it. 103.7 Kiss FM. You're welcome, Shannon.
Told me it was his favorite song.
I love it.
Such a liar. Hi, it's Allie and DZ. Good morning. Milwaukee's number one hit music station. I called our coworker Shannon to come in to the studio because he just got back. He just had a baby. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Baby Georgia, you had a little girl.
Yeah. We met the baby at the bike drive over the weekend.
Thank you for coming out. Yeah, he's been on paternity leave, I'm assuming, because you've been gone, Shannon.
Yep.
But they already have a son, Shay. And how old Shay?
He's four.
And now you have a new baby girl.
Yeah, 2 weeks as of today.
Oh,
wow.
Congratulations.
Four and 14 days old. Oh, my goodness.
Right. Well, Shannon pulled up with the baby, with Georgia and the four-year-old at our bike drive this weekend, so we got to meet the baby. But the reason I really pulled you in here, Shannon, do you know what this weekend is? It's not a trick question,
It's not a trick question. And it's not Halloween. Don't worry about it.
You can say Halloween. Halloween.
Besides that.
It is Halloween. Guess what else is this weekend?
People are missing.
I'm here to tell you your life is going to be ruined because you have little children. Go ahead. Look at the calendar.
Look at the calendar behind
you. What is it? October or November 1st. What does it say?
Oh, daylight savings.
Done, done.
You heard the nerves in his voice when he realized. He said, oh my gosh, daylight savings.
Parents with little kids hate their life on daylight saving. Trust me.
I have a love hate with daylight savings.
Why?
Because as a DJ.
Oh, because Shannon DJs in clubs and on the side.
Yeah, DJ Shaken.
That's his side hustle. Go on.
It's always good to get that extra
hour back
on a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like on a Halloween weekend, like when it always falls.
You'll have
when
an extra fall hour.
Back.
So
when you fall back,
we have the extra hour.
You get that extra party hour.
Yeah, so that's always fun.
The singles don't like that though.
You know, I have an issue with people that party for Halloween in November. So like, I don't care. November, it's game off. We do it on Friday night and that's it. But people are going to have Halloween parties all weekend, aren't they?
100%.
They sure are.
100%.
Well, they came up with the ways that we can help daylight savings time be better for parents and people who struggle with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you all about it next. Hold on.
Okay.
Shannon, I just wanted to let you know, good luck this weekend. Yeah, you're going to need it.
You're going
to
need it.
You can hear all the tips I have coming up next, because my other thing is that I taught you, DZ, is how I remember which direction we go. Do you know? How do you remember if you go forward or back? Do you
always
have a method?
Fall back.
Fall back.
Fall
and
back. Spring forward.
Yes.
Allie's the only reason I remember that, because it messes me up every year.
Somebody taught me that when I was a kid. Fall back means we go backwards, and spring forward means we go an hour ahead.
I was never taught that.
Yeah.
The school system failed me.
Oh, really?
Never taught that.
All right. Coming up next, we'll tell you all the ways to make daylight savings time better this weekend. Congrats on the baby, Shannon. She's
Thank
adorable.
You. Thank you.
Little baby Georgia.
Why you say it like that?
I don't know. Because it's cute.
It sounded right, though.
It's cute, though. Congratulations.
Thank
Daylight saving time. Help in a second. Kiss FM. I got you. 103.7 Kiss
you
FM.
You got me.
I got you.
You got me.
Milwaukee's number one hit music station. I got you, because if you have little kids, I'm so sorry. It's daylight saving time this weekend. And guess what? If you don't have little kids, you get an extra hour of partying, baby. Yeah.
Because it's fall back.
Now we're talking.
Now the next day going to suck. But you
DZ,
know.
When Owen and Hudson were little, thank God they're 12 and 14. It doesn't affect them, you're going to be having a rough Sunday morning. Let's just call it what it is.
I'm not going to lie, bro.
It is what it is.
I don't want to sound like we're perfect over here.
You got to be prepared.
Daylight savings doesn't hurt us all that bad.
Doesn't affect you.
We try to get ahead of it.
Well, that's part what they're saying you should do.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can be honest, you get your kids up at an ungodly hour anyway. Maybe
Regardless.
That's why it doesn't phase you, because they get up at 6 anyway.
Exactly.
But they said you should start shifting their schedules ahead of time. So start meals and naps and wake times 10 to 15 minutes earlier.
Yep.
So if you have littles, that's one way to do it. And they said it's just small changes, and you can control the morning light by keeping the curtains drawn ahead of the time change. So they just said, remember also that crankiness, clinginess, and appetite changes are normal when you have daylight saving time. So, and if you're a grown up and you don't have children, crankiness, clinginess, and appetite changes are also normal.
That's
because you're hungover from partying an extra hour.
Here's my thing though, bro.
Oh, man.
I know that kids normally get affected, but how do they get affected so much for just 1 hour difference? Why is
it
physiologically so intense for them?
I think it's more intense for us, because think about this. So like, if my kids normally woke up at 6 for 6 or 6:30, now getting up at 5 on a Sunday feels diabolical. It feels like someone has punished me.
That 1 hour makes a difference.
And so now I'm up in the dark. Now I'm up when it feels like the middle of the night.
Heard.
With children going, why are we awake? Mm-hmm. I'll never forget those early mornings after time changes where it was just, all my friends were sleeping and I wasn't. I was mad.
Yeah, no, these babies ain't going to make it.
Forget y'all, man.
Our kids wake up in the dark with us already. We're both up. Me having to be here. My wife, she's a teacher, so she's got to wake up early. These kids really are up before the sun.
Seriously. It said it won't hurt for adults to take the same steps too, meaning, you know, because think about this, DZ, you're also forgetting what it has to do with adults. Come Sunday night, Monday morning, it's going to feel different because we're falling back. So when we come in on Monday morning at 6, it's really 7, right? And then you kind of adjust to that throughout the week, the new change.
Yeah.
And the light is different. The days are shorter, not longer because of winter, which sucks, but that's another topic.
Before technology messed us up so hardcore, what used to get me the most was when you forget to change the clock on the fridge, not the fridge, on the microwave.
Oh my gosh.
Or the stove.
Well, I don't even have that. So the only ones, now my car does it automatically, which is amazing.
Yep.
Remember when you had to change the car?
Manually,
and a lot of people still do have to change their car. Not everybody has a newer car.
Yeah, my wife.
It's your wife. Poor, you're such a jerk. Aaron, make him drive at the other car. Switch cars on daylight saving, Aaron, just so DZ can fix the clock. You're unbelievable. The clock, my oven as well did not, and the microwave are the only three, but everything else updates on its own now, which is so nice.
As a kid, I used to rely on that kitchen clock.
Everybody did.
We all had that kitchen clock, whether it was a real analog or the digital. We relied on that bad boy.
Do you remember getting in the car like other years when it wasn't changed yet and thinking you either were late
messed up
because the clock had not been changed and you're so confused. You're like, what time is it actually?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no,
we're good. No, we're good.
I'm not late. It's not 7, it's 6.
Yep.
I'm okay.
We're good.
Well, remember, everybody, it is fall back, spring forward. That's how you remember which way to put your clocks. Daylight saving time ends this week. I wouldn't even know that means it ends. I just know we fall back or spring forward. But so, it's the end of daylight saving time. It's no S on saving.
It's saving, not savings.
There's no savings.
What?
Well, I thought you knew that, too.
No.
We learned that years ago when our boss came in and was like, you guys are saying it wrong. And we're like, it's daylight saving. Time, and he's like, no, it's daylight saving. And I go, you're wrong. And then we all Googled, it's daylight saving time.
But we're saving multiple hours, so savings.
No, it's not. We're saying it wrong. No. You're saying it's daylight saving time. Fall back, spring forward. And I feel like I was a teacher today. And Miss Allie's done with her lesson. Make sure you start the changes early so you don't screw up your weekend.
That's all.
That's all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Dude, I gotta ask you something.
What?
103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Who is the white dude? Yeah, I said who's the white dude. Dancing at the Bucks games behind Big Frank or whatever.
It's hit your algorithm finally.
Oh, I followed
you
him.
Got
Tommy?
You got Tommy Violet?
Who is Tommy? Who is this guy, this white dude behind Big Frank at the Bucks games dancing? That guy
that's all he is
a vibe.
That's all he
He's
is.
He's like a Napoleon Dynamite of 2025, but yet he can dance, yeah. And it's like hysterical.
I'm so glad Big Frank is in your algorithm
Big
now.
Frank,
there it is.
Big Frank's in my algorithm. Hey. We got to have them on the show, dude.
Oh, I've been waiting for you to ask.
I'm dying right now.
Say
because
less.
That guy, so all I was thinking was Bucks season is back. Mm-hmm. DZ, you work for the Bucks.
That's correct.
I call it your side hustle. You are an in-game host. So when you go to Bucks games, you see DZ on the Jumbotron, on the court, up in the stairs.
You see me on Bucks TV doing my thing, getting the crowd hype, and I'll be there tonight.
Tonight's a game.
Yes, tonight's
another
home
game. I'm curious how your knee's doing because you had knee surgery in
May.
And you were like, oh, I got to be better by, you know, Bucks season. How
ideally,
are you feeling? Because you got to climb stairs and do all these things.
Yeah, yeah.
And most people, like, don't have PT this long, but yours was different because you did, it's not like you had a knee replacement. You're only 32.
Correct.
You had, like, I can't get over this.
Say it.
You had a cadaver.
Yeah, bone.
A dead person's cartilage and bone put in your body to basically regenerate your knee again because it had been damaged from sports or overuse or whatever.
Yeah, overuse, basically.
So where are we at with the knee? Can you move around? Can you host at the Bucks games? Like, what's going on?
So I just had my first home game because, you know, preseason's a little different.
It's
different. A little more relaxed.
And
but
people were worried about the Brewers, and now we're done. We can move on.
The season is now underway, and I had my first official game last week. That felt good. It felt right. You know, it felt nice to be back at home.
Nice.
I did notice a misstep in, like, my normal, you know, ability to, like, run up and do stuff. And
how much do they have
getting
you,
off the court?
Are you running around the whole game, or how much do you have time to stand around?
I'm not running, I wouldn't say. They're doing a really dope job, and I, you know, big ups to Bucks and the entertainment squad because they're giving me ample time to be able to get to where I need to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's been, you know, especially with one game in, they're going, all right, DZ, we've got about 10 minutes to get you up to the fan squad, whatever, before we do XYZ. Or we're going to the 200. Hey, let's go. Hey, DZ,
so
we got to be on the court.
So you know if you have 10 minutes or whatever, get to the next spot for the next break-in when they go to timeout or commercial or whatever.
Whatever.
And then you host. Oh, okay, got it.
Do what I need to do. They've been giving me ample time. I'd say more than, you know, years past where before it was like, hey, DZ, come on. We got to go to court.
Are you still going to physical therapy or is that done?
I'm so mad you asked me about that.
Why?
PT... I appreciate PT.
I've never been to physical therapy. I've only seen, like, my mom do it after an injury. So I've never been. Owen had it for a while because of his growing. He was too tall.
I appreciate my physical therapist. Shout out Chloe Coves out here. She held me down. But I got a little bit of a gripe, man, because they discharged me from PT and I let them do it. I was not ready and they know I'm not ready. But here's
why
the thing.
Why did they discharge you then?
This is a whole insurance thing.
Oh,
bro.
I hate insurance. Here we go.
You know how insurance.
You're out of PT. Sessions, let me guess.
You know how
even
they only cover XYZ a number of visits?
Yeah. So did they tell you what to do then in the meantime?
Thankfully they did. Thankfully they gave me the loadout. Yeah. They said, hey, in a few months, this is what you could be expecting to do. In a few weeks, this is the exercises that we would have been doing with you. But the thing is, they want me to pocket a few visits because I technically have 3 PT visits left.
Mm-hmm.
Say I burn those 3 in the next month.
Yeah.
And then I have an incident.
Yeah.
I fall, there's ice.
God.
As the weather gets worse, maybe I take a trip up some stairs at
Don't
home.
Don't even put that in the universe.
I'm a knock on wood, y'all knock on wood for me, but you know anything is possible. Say something happens and I have a setback more than just aches and pain and swelling from normal
everyday
use.
It's not
like
you to think about a setback coming in, though.
But the crazy thing is, it is me. I just internalize it and I never say it out loud.
Ah, got it.
So what if that happens, they straight up looked at me in my face and said, like, bruh, insurance will not give you more visits.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
If you burn these 3 and don't leave them. So if we close you out,
Yeah.
If we discharge you from physical therapy,
you can save them in case you need them.
Say down the line, say December rolls around
well,
and I go, ouch.
Well, the year's almost over, yeah.
Then next year, once January hits, I can re-up the surgeon.
So embarrassing that we have to live like this, you know, with insurance. We're out of what we need, but yeah. That's it. Good talk.
So,
I mean, what
so
the hell?
Funny you asked that because I got discharged from PT, not because I'm ready, well, because my cartilage is still not ready.
Can't you do the exercises they do at PT, though? You're going to have to do those.
I can.
You're going to have
to
do that. You're on your own.
I won't have their guidance. I got to make sure I'm doing the things properly with proper form. Mm-hmm. And the blessing in disguise is the fact that Jeremy, over, you know, the trainer at Princeton Club, mm-hmm. he's been holding me down, making sure I do all the right things, making sure my body's right. Because that's one thing I told you about. My body mechanics are trash.
Yeah.
I don't stand. I'm sitting wrong right now.
That's the thing. Well, you sit the whole show. And I actually think you should stand more if you want me to be honest.
I probably should. I probably could, but then I'll go and stand all night.
Yeah, true. But every day you sit. Mm-hmm. You don't stand at all when we're on the air. True. That might be better because I told you, I said, I don't have any injuries. My right leg had been hurting me and I didn't know why. And so I went for a walk. I walked over 2 miles before it stopped. And in that moment, I realized I needed movement. Like, mm-hmm. we don't realize how much pain in our body is from lack of movement a lot of the
100%.
Times. I'm like, I had to walk 2 miles to walk out the pain in my leg.
Kink out.
And now I feel better. I'm like, mm-hmm. dang, mm-hmm. dude.
I'm the proponent of I'm not going to stop moving. Even in pain, I'm going to keep going, which is how I got in this predicament.
Don't be stupid.
Well, yeah,
I've
been stupid for a lot of years.
Just saying,
you know
dude.
What I'm saying? So I'm finding that fine line. But really, yeah, maybe I do need to stand up more when I'm mm-hmm. at work. But the promotion
use
of
your
movement,
muscles.
I'm not moving. I'm doing my exercises at home. I'm doing my exercises here. I'm doing my exercises at the Bucks. I'm doing my exercises everywhere.
Can I be honest? Maybe the being at the Bucks will actually make it better because you will be moved. Honest to God, it's probably going to make it better because you're going to be forced to move all night.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'll be standing up more than normal.
I'm
yeah.
curious to see how much it helps or doesn't, if it makes it better or worse. Like, I'm curious.
I'll tell you what PT said my biggest setback is still currently. Besides, obviously, muscle weakness, it's the muscle twitch response.
Mm.
My muscles aren't, you know, that quick action, you know, say somebody goes, hey, run now. I can't. Hey, run now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be even thinking about jogging until after January.
Mm-hmm.
That's the closing factor. Yeah. I won't be even thinking about jogging until January.
DZ, it's November this weekend, so it's not that far.
You know what?
It's November this weekend. I feel like I need to bring you back to the positive. It's not that far away, dude.
It's about to spin.
It's 2 months away. Like, and you know how quick the holidays go? We're going to blink. First of all, Halloween's going to happen this weekend, even mm-hmm. though it feels like it already did because we trick-or-treated last weekend, which is weird.
Right.
So shout out to all the people in Milwaukee who will be trick-or-treating this weekend and all the other cities. But that's weird. It's daylight saving time. It becomes November. We hit the ground running. Couple weeks, it's Thanksgiving. Next thing you know, it's Christmas.
Oh, November's
and
busy.
Here we are. And now we're at January.
Yeah.
And if you think I'm kidding, we're going to blink right now and it's going to be January.
You know, before we know it, we will be in January and I will be going, I jogged for the first time today.
Dude, we just got invited to a Christmas parade. It's time.
You know what?
It's happening.
Let me stop. You're right.
Halloween is basically over, dude.
Thank you for bringing me back because I am in a little bit of like a almost negative sulk. And
you're
like,
never that guy. You're the positive guy.
This is taking so long.
Well,
when they said 18 months, I didn't think they were for real.
Maybe you should listen.
It was more major surgery than I believed them. I was like, it can't be that major.
Dude.
Cadaver bone? No, it's not that bad.
Somebody had to die for you to have the surgery and you didn't think it was that serious? Are you kidding me?
Let me stop.
Are you kidding me?
Let me stop.
All right. Well, I only got one thing to say. Go Bucks. I'm done.
Wampa!
Hey, Tommy, I see you. And Big Frank, I see you.
Hey, shout out Sonny Lou, too. What up?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.